Welcome back to the Lone Star Money Resource. This is your host for this wonderful Thursday afternoon, Jason Shreve, and I'm here with Joe Piazza of Wealth Design Group. And Joe, for the new listeners that are just tuning in, give them a quick rundown of what it is that we do at Wealth Design Group.
Absolutely. So we at Wealth Design Group do comprehensive financial planning here in the Houston area. We're located in the Galleria right across from the Waterwall. Right across from Nordstrom's, and then we also have an office in Sugar Land as well, but of course we work via webinar all the time, so that shouldn't hold you back. And we're a very educationally focused firm, right? We do manage over $800 million in assets, but more importantly is, you know, why are these people investing with us? And so we actually hold coaching events and educational series about how to properly manage your money, what's the academic approach, and basically build that economic confidence and peace of mind. And we actually have a coaching event coming up next Thursday, May 18th at 6:30 out in Memorial City at Perry Steakhouse. We would love for you to attend if you're listening to this. If you kind of listened to the last two segments and you've heard some things that have intrigued you or you feel you have some concerns, we want to meet with you, and we can actually make a reservation if you just call 713-826-0426. That's 713-826-0426. Say you were listening to the radio show, and we can actually give you an RSVP for that event next Thursday.
Yes, please do not just show up to the Perry's. You do need to RSVP for that, but give us a call because we'd love to see you there. And before we jump into what we finished with last time, some of the myths of investing in the market, let me give you a quick rundown because I think it's so important for people to build a foundation. Before you can start worrying about building your wealth, you need to protect what you have. So some of the basics, building a foundation that each and every one of you can be doing, clearly define your goals, whatever that is. Whatever is important to you, write it down and work towards that. Build emergency reserves. Rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months. But you need to sit down and analyze your own situation because everybody's a little bit different. Protect your family's income. If your family is requiring your income, if they depend on that, buy some life insurance. Buy some disability insurance. It's cheap. Save 20%. Again, this you really need to sit down and have a conversation with someone if you're getting started late. You may need to save more than 20% of your gross income. If you're getting started early, maybe you can save a little bit less. I don't know. But sit down, define your goals, and determine that. And then diversify your tax buckets. Don't just like we talk about diversifying in the market, diversifying amongst stocks and bonds, you need to diversify your tax buckets because we don't know where tax rates are going to be when you're retired. If you're retired now, well, then you know what they are right now. But if you have 10 years, if you're 10 years out, who knows what they're going to be? If you're 20 years out, and the reality is even if you are retired right now, if you're 65, I mean, I think the average age people are living to is 85, somewhere around
the 90s. So the 90s for women.
So you're, I mean, it's 20 years, mm-hmm. which is great. Let's live longer.
Yeah. But
so what we finished last segment with were the myths of investing, and we stopped with stock selection. So let's just pick up right there. What is stock selection? Stock selection is the idea that Joe or myself or anyone out there can pick individual companies, invest, overweight your portfolios in those individual companies, and in doing that, you are going to outperform the overall market. And for many, many years, this is where advisors and this is where the huge companies thought that their value was because the thought was, you know, individuals can get market rates of return on their own, so we need to beat it somehow. But the reality is the numbers say different. The numbers say that individuals are not getting market rates of return. In fact, they're losing to the market by about 6.5% per year. And stock picking is one of those reasons. So it's the myth is that investment advisors can consistently and predictably add value through individual stock selection. And here's the reality. If I could predict the future and I could pick stocks, I would be sitting on a beach in Mexico, mm-hmm. or maybe let's sitting on a beach in Bora Bora. There we go. With a margarita in my hand, placing trades, and I would be the single most wealthy person on the planet. And it wouldn't be close.
Yeah.
Because I could predict the future. I could leverage everything that I own, and you wouldn't need a diversified portfolio, by the way, because if you can predict the future, you know what companies are going to outperform the market.
Mm-hmm.
You'd leverage everything that you own, and you would buy one stock. You would make a lot of money. You just do that over and over and over again until you got bored. There would be nothing to stop you.
Well, and even more proof of the fact that, you know, investment advisors or money managers can't go about picking individual stocks that will, you know, beat the market is the idea of the mutual fund, the actively managed mutual fund. That is proof that, you know, if you look at how many dead funds have occurred in the last century compared to how many have actually been created, it's laughable. It's about a 50% chance that your fund is not even going to be around in retirement. So, you know, give those numbers if you'd like.
Yeah, so the total number of actively managed mutual funds that have been created from 1923 through 2016 were 61,794. And next, the number killed, which was what Joe referred to, when a company has a fund that underperforms the market consistently for a handful of years, they just shut that fund down, and they merge those investors with a new fund. That's doing well. But they kill that fund off, and what they can do is erase that data. So it's as if that fund never existed. Because here's the reality. If there was any one company out there, again, who could predict the market and pick stocks, they would have one fund. They would have one fund manager. Go look at any of the big boys and ask yourself, how many funds do they have?
It's a lot.
It's a lot more than one. It's generally around 1,000.
Yep.
Stock picking just hasn't worked. That's the first thing that you want to avoid. And just to talk about a little bit more, if you go back to 1972 through 2016, this is when we start to get good international data. If you invested $100,000 at that time into the average U.S. mutual fund, it would have grown to $3.5 million. That's pretty good, right? $100,000 investment to $3.5 million.
Sounds good.
That sounds good. I mean, I would be happy, I think.
So, yeah, the Rockets scored, you know, 120. What did the Spurs score?
That's right. That's right. You have to know the full story.
Yeah.
This gets back to you have to understand what are markets doing. So here you go, the S&P 500. We use that for a lot of examples. That is not by any means all-encompassing of the financial markets, but it's what we're most familiar with as Americans. It's largest 500 U.S. companies. If you invested $100,000 in the S&P 500 at that same time, from 72 through 2016, your portfolio grew to just under $7 million. So
double your money.
The average U.S. actively managed investor was at 3.5 compared to just below 7. So it's $3.8 million lost to actively managed funds. That's, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money.
Yep, a lot of opportunity costs, a lot of money that you could have otherwise been spending in retirement that you could have got without any of the speculation that a lot of these gurus say they can do.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, too, again, if you're asking yourself, why am I not getting market rates of return, maybe this is why. Because when you're looking through these funds, they're not going to plaster on their website, oh, this is an actively managed fund. No. They don't come right out and say it. It can be hidden. It can be sometimes hard to identify. Oftentimes, people don't even know that they're in an actively managed fund. So if that's you, do a little bit of research.
Come talk to us. We'll tell you if it's actively managed or not. We'll be able to do an analysis on what you're actually invested in.
That's right. We would love to do a portfolio analysis, and we'll talk to you exactly how it's managed. And if that's of interest, give us a call, 713-826-0426. So that was stock picking. What's the next myth? What's the next method that investors and advisors use to choose their fund. It's track record investing. What is track record investing? It's the use of performance history to determine the best investments for the future. And the idea is that if you find a fund that did well in the past, if it's done well the past 5 years, then it should do well moving forward, right? But what we found is that that's not a reliable method of picking what funds you should be invested in. So let's use some examples. Let's talk about numbers. If you go back to 1997 through 2006, that's a 10-year period. It's a decent amount of time in the market. The top 30 U.S. equity funds, their average annual return was 17.7% per year. That is fantastic. I think we all would love to get 17.7%.
I'll take it.
I've never met someone who wouldn't be happy with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
they didn't know any better.
That's right. Now, the S&P 500, again, there's no stock picking taking place in the S&P 500. It's just the largest 500 companies. They did 8.42% during that same 10-year time frame. So here's the deal. I mean, if you're sitting in the S&P 500 getting 8.4% per year, that's not bad. But when you're looking at it compared to 17.74, you know, some greed takes over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be participating in that. And so you change your investments. So let's look at the next 10-year period. You go from the S&P 500 to those top 30 funds. The next 10-year period from 2007 through 2016, those top 30 funds did just over 5% per year, and the S&P 500 did 7% per year. That's a 2% per year difference. And then what happens? You get unhappy because your actively managed fund is underperforming the markets, so you bounce to something else. And this is an ongoing thing. It happens over and over again. Just look at it from a five-year period. Most people aren't invested 10 years, so just look at it from a five-year period.
Average holding period's 3.4 years, so they're getting out even before all that.
That's right. So 10-year time frame is
long.
You know, three times what the average holder's going to be invested.
Mm-hmm.
But the five-year time frame, 2007 and 2011, the top 30 U.S. funds did just over 5%. The S&P 500 was negative 0.25% per year. So if you're in the S&P, you're bailing out. You're going again to those top 30 funds. And so let's look at the next five-year period. So that was 2007 to 2011. Let's look at 2012 through 2016. Those top 30 funds, they did 4.35% per year compared to the S&P 500, which did 14.66% per year.
Yeah.
That's huge. I mean, I can't tell you enough. You've got to define your philosophy, and you've got to understand how to invest in the market. You can't just own a bunch of funds.
Yeah.
And expect to be a successful investor.
Or my favorite is diversify your advisor, you know, and hopefully that they have different approaches and they're you know, just by diversifying your advisor, you're getting diversified portfolios and everything else. That is not the case.
That's right. It's let me have three different advisors with three different philosophies, and hopefully one of them will work out.
Yeah, exactly.
Determine that beforehand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The third myth is market timing. So this is any attempt to alter or change the mix of assets based on a prediction or forecast about the future. We saw this last year. If you were listening to the radio, if you were looking, watching TV, reading magazines, all the gurus were saying 2016 is going to be a bad year in the market. 2016 is going to be a bad year in the market. Why did they say that? Well, January was a bad month in the market. We started out doing quite poorly. So it's easy to jump on that bandwagon. And I can't tell you the number of people that I met with going back to the emergency reserves number. They had a lot more money in safe investments than what they wanted, but they didn't want to put money in the market because they wanted to see what was going to happen, i.e. they wanted to time the market. You've got to avoid this. The markets were great last year. You know, we didn't know how it was going to end. But we don't try to guess and predict because we know that it's random and unpredictable. Instead, we got invested. And the clients and the advisors who did that, they did quite well. So the myth is that money managers are able to utilize market timing to effectively predict up and down markets. And here's the deal, guys. If you try to time the market, there's a 50-50 chance that you're going to get it right. And if you get it right one year, you can sell that for the next 5 years. And then you've got 5 years to try to get it right another time. Mm-hmm. But what no one does, no one comes back and asks, okay, well, how much money did I lose keeping my portfolio, moving my stock positions to bonds? Because mm-hmm. the stocks took off. No one comes back and looks at those numbers, but they are huge. And so that's why you've got to stay away from stock picking, market timing, and track record investing. And that's about our show for today. We didn't get to get into how you build a portfolio, but that's okay. That's why we have our coaching sessions. That's why you tune in every single week. If you want to come to our next coaching, it's next Thursday, 6:30, 713-826-0426. This is Jason Shreve and Joe Piazza.
Hypothetical examples discussed are not intended to suggest a course of action or represent the performance of any product or security. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Diversification does not guarantee profit or protect against market loss. Investing in foreign securities may involve heightened risk, including currency fluctuations, less liquid trading markets, greater price volatility, political and economic instability, less publicly available information, and changes in tax or currency laws. Such risks may be enhanced in emerging markets. The S&P 500 index is generally considered representative of the stock market as a whole. It, however, focuses on the large cap segment of the U.S. market. Indexes are unmanaged and you cannot invest directly in an index. Wealth Design Group does not give tax or legal advice. Anything mentioned in the show related to these items is not advice and you must check with your CPA or attorney prior to taking action. Securities, products, and advisory services offered by Park Avenue Securities, a member of FINRA/SIPC.